The Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the criminal who caught himself. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guard secrets of the world's greatest living magician. And now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Sit down, Alan.
Yes, have this chair.
Well, I can only stay a minute, but... Ouch! Well,
what under the sun's the matter with you?
Why, I got a shock. There's something funny the matter with that chair. I started to sit down, then all of a sudden...
You jumped right up again, huh?
I certainly did. Hey, what's going on around here?
Why, nothing, Alan. Nothing at all.
You must have been mistaken, Alan. I was not. Guess I know a shock when I feel one.
So did Siegfried Arnwald.
Smart guy, Siegfried. Who is he?
Oh, tell him the story, Blackstone.
Late one rainy night, an old man and his wife came to see me. An old man named Professor Jensen. I had heard, of course, of the great scientist, but I'd never met him. I can't tell you what an honor this is, Professor, to have you visit me.
Oh, be harsh, Mr. Blackstone.
Not at all. You're one of our greatest men, and...
Who is great, yes. You are great, Otto. Yes, fine. It's an honor to be here, too.
Well, tell me, is there anything I can do for you?
Take off your shoes, Otto. I tell him to take off his shoes. He's so stubborn, my Otto. We'll not wear galoshes in this rain. Take off your shoes.
Yeah, my dear.
Around in his stockings he will sit, and the cold he will not catch. Fine.
I have my troubles, Mr. Blackstone. Oh. Great troubles.
You will have more if you do not take off your other shoe.
Yeah, my dear. As I say, I have troubles.
Well, of course, if there's anything that I can do, I'll
That's
be only...
That's what I said to my Otto. Mr. Blackstone is a great man. He'll help us. Yes, he will help us. Fine.
You see, I have been inventing a new serum, Mr. Blackstone. A very valuable serum. It will cure many, many diseases. I talk to no one about it, about what it will do, until I have perfected this. You understand?
Yes, of course.
In my laboratory, I have many experiments, many valuable experiments. I am nearing completion of many. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Blackstone, this serum will end much suffering, will save many lives. Many.
It's fine, serum, fine.
I'm sure of it, but I'm no chemist. What help can I give you?
Well, bad things have been happening to my serum. Yeah, very bad things. Just before the serum is completed, something happens. How do you say it in your language? Outside elements have been introduced into my chemicals. My experiments no longer turn out as expected.
You mean your chemicals have been adulterated?
Yeah, that is the word. Adulterated.
You keep your lab locked up, of course?
Of course. Always it is locked.
Well, who has a key?
I have one. And my wife, she has the other. That is all.
No one could possibly get in when you aren't there?
It's impossible.
Well, what I don't understand is why anyone would want to ruin your experiments. They're solely for the good of the human race.
I know why.
Oh? Tell me.
Ah, we are newly come to your country, Mr. Blackstone. Made for us a refuge. A haven. You are kind to us, all your people. You let us work at what we do best. You let us believe all we want to believe.
But all the world is not like that.
Ah, our country was overrun by men who are more beasts than men. They do not like the good things. They do not like the serum of my Otto. They want it destroyed before it can save the lives of many young men they have tried to kill.
My serum will cure many men who have fought in this war. It will make them strong. The beasts do not want us to be strong. They want them to be weak and to die.
That is why my Otto's experiments are being ruined.
It hardly seems possible.
Yeah, it's possible. And tomorrow, more will be done.
I'd like to visit your laboratory tonight, Professor Jensen. Would you take me there?
An honor, it would be. And perhaps we can save this new serum tonight.
Yeah, there we go now. Your shoes, Otto. And your scarf tied around your coat.
Yeah.
Now, your overcoat. That's right. Second button, Otto. Oh, you must fasten it.
Well, I'll get my assistant, Miss Brent, if you'll excuse me, and then we'll be on our way.
will turn on the lights.
Oh, let me carry that suitcase, Blackstone.
No thanks, Rhoda. I can manage.
We do not come here much at night anymore. My Otto, he's getting old and he needs his sleep. That is why the light is so bad.
Over here are my vials of serum. They must be allowed to stay undisturbed for several weeks. This lot is almost done.
Yeah.
It will be finished tomorrow. Then it will be ready to save lives.
Does anyone ever come here but you two?
No, except for Siegfried.
Well, who is Siegfried?
Oh, he is a poor refugee, even as we are. Was in a concentration camp for a long time, and no more can he talk.
He's dumb. Well, what does he do?
Well, he washes up, he sweeps out, he helps me. But poor Siegfried.
He's perfectly trustworthy?
Oh, of course. He needs a home. He's just a young boy who has had great misfortune. Someday we hope his speech will return.
Does he ever come here alone?
Oh, no.
Well, is there some place where we can stay for a little while? Somewhere out of sight?
Yeah. Yeah, come into the kitchen over here across the hall.
Fine.
I'll make you some tea. You'll go fine. Fine.
Go ahead, Professor. After you. Oh, should I lock this door?
No, no. Just shut it behind you. It will lock itself.
Oh, it's a metal door. No one could ever break it down.
Note the hinges. They are hidden, so the door cannot be lifted from it.
Yes. Come on, Blackstone.
I'll be with you in a second. There's something I want to do first.
Blackstone, what's the point of just sitting here in the professor's kitchen? We can't even see the laboratory from here. A dozen people could break in and we'd never even notice.
Oh, if anyone tries to break in, they'll call us first.
Otto, no more cake. Oh, you want to be awake all night with bad dreams.
But, my dear, with the bad dreams, you must be asleep, yeah? All night.
Just the same, no more cake.
You see, Mr. Blackstone, I cannot even make for myself the bad dreams. She kills me with kindness.
Yeah, I do love it, mine Otto.
Perhaps. But I love your so good cake, too.
Oh, my Otto. Well, a small piece, perhaps. But a small one.
Golly, it's driving me crazy just sitting here, Blackstone. Are you sure we'll know if somebody breaks in?
I'm sure, Rhoda. Perhaps tonight nothing will happen to my serum. Perhaps I have been mistaken.
Oh, what's that?
Quick, this way.
Gott in Himmel!
Siegfried!
Yeah, it is Siegfried.
He's talking.
And he's got a key in his hand.
No.
It's Siegfried who's been breaking into your laboratory and ruining your experiment.
No, impossible.
You're fools, all of you. You didn't believe that I was really dumb, did you? You didn't believe that I would really let you finish these experiments, did you? You fools, fools.
Shall I call the FBI?
Yes, Rhoda.
You have outsmarted me this time, you fools. But not for long. We will win in the end. Force is stronger than kindness. We will win someday.
Poor Siegfried. He forgets that kindness is a force also. Poor Siegfried.
But tell me, how did you ever make Siegfried call to you like that?
It was magic, Alan.
Yes, the same kind of magic that made that chair give you a shock when you sat in it. The magic of electricity. The same kind of gadget that gives you a shock in the funny house at an amusement park. I attached a spark coil to the inside of the door before I closed it. When Siegfried touched it with a metal key, he couldn't help but scream.
And so, another mystery was solved by magic.
Yes. Now for a simple but puzzling trick. Do you have a coin, Alan?
How large a coin, Blackstone?
The smallest you have.
All right. Here's a penny. There's nothing smaller than that.
Oh, you're wrong, Alan. A dime is smaller than a penny. I'll take that dime.
Do I get it back?
Of course. Only first I'm going to spin it and let Rhoda call heads or tails.
I'll go right ahead. I'll guess. Only if you try any sleight of hand.
No sleight of hand, Rhoda. Now, you see this box of safety matches?
Yes.
Well, when I spin the coin, I'll slap the matchbox on it so nobody can see how the coin lies or even touch it.
Oh, that's fair enough. Go ahead.
All right. Now, I'll spin the coin. Now I flatten it with the matchbox.
And I'm to guess head or tails?
That's right.
I say heads.
And I lift the matchbox. And heads it is. Well, now let's try a game, Rhoda.
Can I spin the coin?
Certainly.
Here goes.
And I flatten it with the matchbox. Now, which is it, heads or tails?
I say tails this time.
But you're wrong.
Well, how do you know? You can't see the coin.
Neither can you, Rhoda. Not even when I lift the matchbox.
Well, the coin has vanished.
It disappeared right from under the matchbox. Say, Blackstone, where is it?
Ask Rhoda. She's doing the guessing.
Oh, only I can't begin to guess that one.
Well, you guess again, Rhoda. And if you give up, I'll tell you where the coin went.
And now, Blackstone, where is that missing dime?
My dime, Blackstone, remember?
Well, here's another to replace it, Alan. And here's another matchbox. This time I'll show you how the trick works.
You mean the matchbox has something to do with it?
Everything to do with it. First, the matchbox must be empty. Next, we put the drawer in upside down.
But why?
So there will be only one thickness of wood at the bottom of the matchbox. Now you spin the coin, Rhoda.
All right. There it goes.
And down comes the matchbox, hard and square. I lift the box.
The dime is gone.
Only this time I'll show you the bottom of the matchbox. Say, Blackstone, you knocked the coin right through it.
Well, I'll say, look at that hole it punched.
And that's where the dime went. The first two or three times, you may merely flatten the coin on the table.
But that makes it all the better the time it finally disappears. Oh, it certainly baffles me.
Good. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Vanishing Necklace and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.